A female suicide bomber blew herself up today amid a group of Shiite worshippers near a mosque in Karbala, killing at least 32 people and wounding 51 others. The worshippers were gathered about a kilometre from the Imam Hussein Shrine, one of the holiest sites for Shiites. The blast came on the same day as US Vice President Dick Cheney made an unannounced visit to the Iraqi capital Baghdad to assess the success of a troop build-up 5 years after the war began. Meanwhile, as the five-year anniversary of the invasion of Iraq nears, the humanitarian situation in the country remains among the most critical in the world. The International Committee of the Red Cross said today that the country's sanitation services and electricity supplies are largely inadequate, and hospitals lack qualified staff and basic drugs. Although security has improved in some parts of the country, civilians continue to be killed and injured on a daily basis in fighting and attacks. The International Committee of the Red Cross spokesperson Hisham Hassan says that the insufficient access to clean water and healthcare are key problems.
Today, access to drinking water is not as obvious as it might seem. Iraqis have to get water either from rivers, they pump water from rivers, or from water wells that they dig themselves. Thus, the water is not purified, and this might lead to further reduction of the level of health services as well, which leads also then to the emergency health services in Iraq. Today, in the past few weeks, we have seen an increase in the level of explosions, car explosions, etc., which lead to obviously tens of injured persons. Now, these persons, when they go to hospitals, it's not necessary that they find the necessary treatment. Sometimes they get to hospitals, they don't find a doctor, they don't find a nurse, medicine is not there, the necessary equipment is not there, or simply the emergency room or operation theaters are not well equipped or rehabilitated to receive a certain amount of injured persons.